It was never Raquel's intention to come down with the plague.
The pestilence.
It was like everything else that happened in her life, good or bad. It wasn't on purpose. It just sprouted, sudden and spectacular, like a confused fungus.
What's that weird thing on your neck?
Eddie had asked. After the kids had divided up the Halloween candy and he'd done his inhaler for the evening, so his oxygen levels were sky high, and he was ready for a little of the old hanky-panky. But now he was faced with this. Some strange, corpulent mound staring at him from just above his wife's left clavicle.
What the hell, Raquel? You took off the rest of your costume,
Eddie said.
Go wipe that sucker off, too.
What are you moaning on about?
Raquel snapped, annoyed. She'd barely settled on the sofa after picking up the kids' toys and quick mopping their decrepit kitchen floor. She wished Eddie would let them move down to Kent and live in the relative ease of new construction.
But no!
He just had to be the last blue-collar worker on the hill.
What?
That! What is that thing?
Eddie was pointing his big fingers at her like a 5-year-old. Raquel made an exasperated sound.
Check!
Pulled out her camera phone, reversed the view, and decided to take a look. She aimed it straight at her neck.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. It was some kind of boil, she thought, filled with greenish pus that seemed to pulsate.
Is that a heartbeat?
This was absolutely not part of her witch costume. Raquel's mind raced for some easy explanation.
Is this what happens when you can't afford free-range chickens? Some kind of GMO thing, maybe? Like a big, lymphatic Monsanto surprise?
I say again, what the hell, Raquel?
Eddie hissed more fiercely, like she'd done this just to piss him off.
Our rent's going up, the shop's gotta start paying people $15 an hour, and you go and get the freaking plague?
Yeah, Eddie,
I did it on purpose. Raquel snapped back, not happy with his attitude.
Jesus, just calm down.
It's not about you. And that was true. The Black Death had nothing to do with Eddie.
Go watch the Zags game in the kids' room.
She ordered, and he did. She heard the TV go on loud. Now Raquel had the problem all to herself. An undulating pustule, the size of a latte lid on the side of her neck.
How am I gonna cover it up for work?
She thought.
Wear a turtleneck? What a joke.
Law firms were not into pustules or turtlenecks. They liked their paralegals svelte and semi-professional.
Oh, God.
Something had begun to tickle in her nether regions. Was there one down by her ya-ya? Under her favorite pair of Spanx? What the?
Oh, God. Oh, God! This is so unfair!
She had to know more. She grabbed her phone and web-MD'd it.
Boo-ba-nic plague.
Raquel hit the link. And a world of woes instantly appeared on her screen.
Return of a mysterious medieval...
pustules popping up all over the Pike Pine Corridor.
Strange fevers and... visions and rapidly evolving.
Raquel careened towards the bathroom and turned on her magnified mirror for a better look. The shivering pestilence appeared to be dancing? Jiggling just a tiny bit, this way and that. And was there music?
This is not happening,
she declared. But then she leaned in to listen. It sounded like something she knew from her childhood, something her dad would start whistling when the repo man came. It was happy, but in a dangerously demented 70s way.
Do it.
With a sinking feeling, Raquel realized this was the song that weaseled its way into her cortex whenever something really awful was happening. And she knew she should
say
something and stop whatever awful thing was going on.
Like with Mr. Hanker's hands in the ninth grade, or Eddie's sudden infatuation with Trump and that porn site.
But instead of real words, this relentlessly upbeat tune was the only response she had. She could definitely hear it now. In all its disco glory, it was coming from her boil, which bounced and boogied and seemed to be birthing something in a John Travolta sort of way.
Shit!
In horror, Raquel watched. Her skin split like the Red Sea, and gelatinous liquid ran down her neck. She wanted to call out for Eddie, but all she could manage was...
Do the hustle!
Do the hustle! Do, 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 do,
do. A thin, inquisitive leg appeared, shaking off pus and testing the air. Then another leg found its footing on her shoulder, and out popped the entire thing. It landed like a paratrooper
on my off-white distressed vanity.
A grasshopper. A happy grasshopper.
A very positive grasshopper.
He was doing a locust version of the hustle. Tiny, tiny little steps.
Forward, forward, back, back.
Forward, forward, back, back.
And Raquel could sense he was smiling at her, as if to say,
hey girl, take a load off, keep on trucking, it's all good, the droughts, the credit scams, the pussy grabs, nothing to be alarmed by, nothing to get the plague over, we'll work it out, you wait and see.
Raquel felt her mind expand and blow apart from this little guy's relentless optimism.
I mean, we are all stardust. Isn't that it? And all the crap we've got on our plates right now, it's all just bits of carbon in the end, right?
Right.
Ah, I knew it!
Raquel now grooved freely to the beat of her own personal locust. And her feet picked up the complex pattern.
Forward, forward, back, back.
And she began to sing along with actual conviction this time. Because...
What the hell, Raquel?
She asked herself.
Why not?
And her worries melted like ice cream in July.
It'll all be over in an instant anyway. This crazy election, driverless cars, my lack of a sex drive.
And her heart lifted and flew up and up.
Do it! Do it!
as she sang and hustled her way down Harrison Street, across 12th, and deep into her own battered nirvana.
Everybody now.